Hello, everybody. Grand Rising. I hope you guys are well today. It is a beautiful Sunday and I am outside. So if you hear any rustles or anything of that sort, just enjoy it and let it be as calming to you as it is to me. Okay, y'all. So we're almost done with April. We have like 2 days left and then we're done with April. That makes me sad. That's my birthday month. I don't play about April and April don't play about me. So, yeah, but I guess we're gonna start feeling like Floyd in this May weather. I've been waiting to say that. I be seeing people say that on Instagram and it's just, I wanna say it too. But how are you guys doing today? How has this week been for you guys? How was this month? How was the start of the new year? Like, let me know. You guys can comment back too, 'cause I be talking to y'all. Like, I do be talking to y'all. Like, I just don't be talking to myself. So comment back. Let me know how you feel. I'm starting to be active on my Instagram again, so that's a plus. Yay, Rick Save Spot. Also, if you are listening to this on Podbean, even Apple Music, I believe you can comment there. If not, then we got Podbean and maybe even Spotify, whatever. You can email me too. My email. Wait, don't email me. Don't email me. I don't even have my email up. But you can DM me, whatever, comment, let me know. Let me know. So, anyways, as I was saying today, it is a beautiful Sunday, and I'm feeling so happy and blessed to be here. You guys, today I have a ticket to see Mariah the Scientist, and y'all know that's my girl. Well, if you don't know, now you know that's my girl. That woman carries my heart. And when I say it, I don't even say it as like just being a super fan. She understands my heart in a way that I feel like nobody else does. She's a lover girl for sure, and that reminds me so much of me. And the way she articulates things reminds me so much of me. So I love the girl, and I'm going to see her today. And I have to be honest with you guys. I don't know if it's. I have to be honest. I am super nervous to see her today because I am going alone. That's the honest truth. And sometimes I feel weird being vulnerable like this because it's like one side of me is like, why are you telling people this? But then the other side of me is like, you have to let people know. You cannot just be someone like, I don't like people that give advice all the time, give advice, but can't follow through with their own advice. And people who are hiding themselves but want to give advice. I see it all the time. And it's time that we take our own accountability. Like we have to. So that's why I'm being vulnerable with my own, not problems, but with my own little stuff. And I have no problem being alone. That's one thing about it. I have no problem being alone. I believe I said this in my other podcast, but when it comes to being alone, that's something that I have never in my life had a problem with. Like ever, ever. I even asked my mom when I was little, and she said, "No, you never had a problem being alone." So that's not it. It's just I feel like when you get comfortable, like being around people, you get comfortable experiencing life with people and, just having a team there or whatever the case may be, it feels kind of weird, kind of different. I guess you kind of stepped out of that being alone phase to being surrounded. Because there was a point in my life where, yes, I was alone, but it was also because of survival. And I stepped out of that survival stage. I've been stepped out of it. I'm now in just like living. I'm not just surviving, I'm thriving. I'm living with peace and happiness and all that. So I guess it's because I associated myself with being alone, with just like, I have to be alone because no one else got me like I got me. And we're not there no more, y'all. So again, like I said, when I get used to like just having people around me, it's like, dang, it's like I feel like I'm kind of going back to that survival mode, but I'm not. It's in my head. It's 100% in my head. Because the same way you enjoy other people's company, you can 1,000% enjoy your own company. And that's how I know tonight I'm going to enjoy my company. And the thing is about being alone, it's not even just like being alone that's the problem. Not even just like being alone, right? It's like for me, something that I'm still working on. I'm still working on this. It's what other people might think. And there is no reason why, I guess it's in our head, but you know, realistically, there's no reason why we should care about what other people think. That's just, it's just that simple. However, it's not always that easy. What may be simple is not always that easy. Sometimes we're still at a point in our lives where we're growing away from what people think, but it's still there, it's still lingering, and we're still working on it, and that's 100% fine. But I truly believe as long as you still take those chances and you still put yourself out there and out of your comfort zone, you're going to help yourself grow out of that, out of caring what people think. Because 9 times out of 10, 10 times out of 9, it's literally in your head. And even if people do think some sort of way, it does not affect you. You think it affects you, so therefore it affects you. But truly, it does not affect you unless you give it the power to. We literally have the power to create our own reality. So if you create the reality of this person thinking this, you don't even know what they're thinking. Because first of all, unless they're saying it out loud, you don't know what they're thinking. We have the power to create the reality of believing whether people are thinking negatively about us, thinking about us at all, or thinking positively about us. So if you just focus on your own enjoyment, just center your focus on your own enjoyment. I'm taking my advice too, because at the end of the day, I'm gonna go tonight. I paid my money. I paid my money, child. And that's another thing that motivates me. I paid my money and that ain't cheap. So I'm gonna go and I'm gonna enjoy my time, because that's what I said I was gonna do. That's what I said I was gonna do. Who knows when I'm gonna see her again? So that's what I was saying about just being alone. Not everybody is there yet, and that is perfectly fine, because there is a part of us, just as humans, that it's not always a good thing to be alone. Not all the time, because I genuinely believe that community is what keeps us alive. We shouldn't be alone all the time, but I do believe it's important to know how to be alone and how to enjoy your own company. I truly believe that it's a balance. I truly do. And being around people all the time is not good either, because again, you have to know how to enjoy your own company. Sometimes you're not even thinking your own thoughts anymore. You're obtaining people's energy all the time. Sometimes it's not even your own. But again, it's a balance. So I feel like I'm now getting into the balance, especially just, I would say, starting like, what was it, 2022, where I was just around people a lot. 2021, I was very much alone, very much, you know, to myself, keeping myself centered and grounded within my own energy. 2022, that's when I let my guard down and, you know, let myself be surrounded by people. And I feel like that was great. That was a great time. And still to this day, it's great. But when it comes to doing things, especially that you know that you might like, maybe other people might not like it, or maybe they don't have the time, or whatever the case may be. And we all experience that. where we want to do something and maybe the people around us, it's just not possible for them. You know, it is what it is. And then we hold off on it. We're like, eh, well, I don't really have this person to go with me. I don't really, and it's something that you really want to do. And I feel like at one point we got to ask ourselves, okay, just because so and so cannot go, does that necessarily mean that I can't go? Because imagine how much you hold off on yourself because the people around you cannot go simply because either you don't know how to enjoy your own company or you're worried about what other people think. You don't think you can have fun just by yourself. Or sometimes, too, I believe it could also be a safety issue. And if it's a safety issue, I 100% understand. But I do believe sometimes you have to ask yourself those questions, like, what's the real reason why you cannot go alone? And I won't lie to y'all, going places alone, you be feeling like so cool afterwards. You be feeling so cool and so independent. And just, you just feel like you can do anything in the world. Anything. It's a beautiful feeling, I won't lie. But for those who struggle with knowing how to be alone, I would say take it day by day. Start doing things. Start doing little things by yourself. Like, I won't lie to y'all. Sometimes when it came to like being in public, I was like, because I just did not know how to, what's the word? I didn't know how to show my enjoyment for myself like in public. So I took it step by step, especially during like the time period again when I said 2020 when I was like alone. I took it step by step. What I used to do, and don't laugh because it helped. What I used to do was I went to my favorite little rundown restaurant, not even a restaurant, fast food place, but if you're from my area, then you know what it is. That's all I'm gonna say. If you're from my area, you know exactly what it was or what it still is. My favorite rundown fast food place in the hood. And child, I would get the same order and I would sit in my car and eat. That was like, I don't know why it helped me. It just did. Once I got tired of that, once I graduated from that, I was like, okay, girl, we graduated from that. What are we gonna do now? So after I did that, that is when I went to like little places, you know, little places. I still got in my car and I ate. Once I graduated from going to better places, then that's when I started going to the movies by myself. I went to restaurants by myself. You graduate from certain things and you learn what you like and what you don't like. What I learned was I don't like to be in like really crowded and hype places by myself. It just gives me a lot of anxiety, and that's perfectly fine. That is perfectly fine. And it really depends on the place and depends on the type of people. Like if it's a lot of black people, I feel safe. Not everybody, not everybody may feel how I feel, but that's just me. If it's a lot of black people, I feel safe. If it's not a lot of black people and it's a very hype crowd, I don't feel safe. That's just me. Yeah. So I learned that by exploring things by myself. And you get to learn a lot more with what you like or what you may not like by being by yourself and exploring places slowly by yourself. And you come to realize too that you don't need people to enjoy your own time. You don't need people all the time. So I just want to say that. And I believe I spoke about this on my last episode, but I can go into it a little bit more now that, you know, I'm not there. So I went to Puerto Rico. And I went by myself. I went by myself. And I'm just saying this just for the sake of everybody knowing what was what. I mean, for the sake of just helping anybody, if this helps whoever, you know, just whoever. That's the intention when I say this. The plan wasn't to go by myself. However, I knew that regardless of, I was gonna go. And I say this to say, I know there's other people out there who have gone through this, whether it's a trip, whether it's somewhere fun. Let's say you plan to go with someone or some people. And for a reason or not, it just does not work out for anyone else to go except for you. Then you're thinking to yourself, like, dang, dang. Especially if it's something that you really want to do. Let's say if it's your birthday, or let's say it's something you really, really, really wanted to go. It's been on your bucket list. For me, it was on my bucket list. Like, that was on my home screen. It was on my home screen, for like my manifestations. And whatever the case may be, and sometimes people cannot go. Sometimes you may choose to not go. Sometimes you may choose to go. I'm saying this because I chose to do something whether people were going to go or not, and it completely worked in my favor. Like, completely. I feel like it still would have worked in my favor if everyone would have went. But regardless of, I'm so proud of myself because I told myself, regardless of, you're going. Like, there is no if, ands, or but about it. You're going to put the money down for this. You're going to do this. You're going to do that. Because at the end of the day, you are here to celebrate yourself. And it's way more personal when it comes to celebrating yourself and just celebrating anything. It doesn't even have to be a special occasion for you to celebrate yourself. It's way more personal than you think it is. Especially when you make that decision of, I'm going to do this for me, whether people are here or not. It's not about the other people. It's really not. It's about you deciding to do something, whether you have people around you or not. It's almost like, well, it's not almost, it's very much integrity to yourself. Because at the end of the day, we're all here as individuals. And yes, community is so important, but we also are here to celebrate ourselves. So essentially what you're saying is, oh, I can't celebrate myself, or I can't celebrate this time because other people are not here. When you break it down like that, it sounds trivial. This sounds very trivial. Like, okay, I can't celebrate myself because so-and-so's not here. Like, huh? Huh? But it's easier said than done. That's the truth. And it does take some time, and there's nothing wrong with that. Wherever you are at, it's okay. I'm just saying it the way I'm saying it because to make it sound simple. Simple doesn't mean easy, it's just simple. And it's questions that we have to ask ourselves because at the end of the day, growth is not always easy. Growth is simple when you put it down, and when you break it down, it's like, okay, yeah, I just got to do this. But it's not always easy to make those decisions. It's easy for me to get up on here on this microphone and say, do this, that, and the third, and everything's gonna be cool. But it's not always easy to do. Like I said, even me, I was shaking in my boots about going to the concert alone tonight. But at the end of the day, I'm gonna go. But it doesn't mean that it was always like that I didn't feel nervous about it, that I didn't have second thoughts, or I was just gonna be like, nah, I'm not gonna go. Yeah, forget it, and create an excuse for myself. But who would I be to say something and not actually live by it? Like, what? I'd just be a fraud. I ain't a fraud. No, I ain't a fraud. So that's just what I wanted to say, And at the end of the day, I know I said this on a previous episode, and I say it because it's important. Being alone, not forever, but spending time by yourself, spending intentional time being alone, enjoying yourself alone. Actually, there's a difference between just being alone and enjoying your own company. Just because you're alone doesn't mean that you're enjoying your own company. I'm gonna say that. Sometimes when we're alone, I think we should create intentional time with ourselves. Ask yourself some questions, or say, I'm gonna do this tonight just for me. I'm gonna do that. And it really does. I can't even find the words this morning. But it really does challenges you. It does, because you start to realize more about yourself. You start to ask yourself some tough questions, questions that you can't avoid. Things about yourself that you may have avoided in the past with other people. Because with other people, I feel like it's easy to avoid yourself. With other people, you're enjoying their company, you're engulfing their energy, and it's a lot going on. They're hyped, so you're hyped too. You don't got to worry about yourself. That's why sometimes when we're going through things, we're like, hey, I just don't want to be alone. But there is a time where we have to get to know ourselves. And I feel like that's the perfect thing, not just being alone. Because if you're alone, that can mean anything. You're just alone. That could mean anything in the world. But enjoying your own company, working to get to know yourself is a whole different thing. And I think that's something that we should all strive to work on. And it doesn't matter what stage you are in your life, you can always do this. Not everyone has it set up to where it's easy for them, especially something that I'm learning. Something that I'm learning is that it's not always easy for certain people because, especially the way that they grew up. Something I'm starting to realize is that people who grew up around like a big family, and when I mean big family, I'm talking about like household wise, like had siblings, had people around them in the house all the time. People, there was always somebody in the house. There was always somebody to talk to, whatever the case is. I feel like from my experience seeing them, it's a little bit harder because you always had people around you. You grew up around people. And that's great because that's a great way of having community. But I do believe at the end of the day, there should be a little bit of a transition to know yourself by yourself. And I realized for me, it was easier for me to do because I didn't really, my household, I didn't really grow up around like siblings and all, all this, that, and the third. It wasn't really like that. So I always found a way to enjoy my own company from the beginning. But everyone's stages are a little different because I'm saying that, and still for tonight, I was shaking in my boots. So don't make it so hard on yourself. I'm just saying, I'm just putting it out there because there's so much that I think we can learn about ourselves and grow from, especially when we hold ourselves to that standard of, I'm going to enjoy this time here. And when you're intentional like that, celebrating yourself, no matter what it is. Again, like I said, it makes it way more personal and you enjoy yourself more and you celebrate yourself more. So that's just what I want to say on that. I was even planning on saying that. I just picked up the microphone and I was like, man, I'm going to this concert tonight and I'm getting on here to talk about something. I'm like, I gotta be honest. I gotta be vulnerable and I have to be honest. And something I'm still working on is being vulnerable because I'm still a very private person. I don't like to tell people things. Something I'm still working on. And if you know me, you know I don't really like to tell people things. I'm very guarded in that way, but I'm learning how to open myself up, especially for the sake of helping other people, because that's, hold on, I don't know if y'all can hear that. I don't know if y'all can hear that, but especially for the sake of helping other people, because again, that's what my podcast is based on. And I won't lie to y'all, I lost sight of that, and that's why I took my gigantic break. Because I thought everything had to be perfect. I thought everything had to look a certain way. I held myself to the standard. And when I couldn't amount to that, I said, forget it. I was starting to feel like Lawrence in Insecure. And if you ever watch Insecure, then you know. That's what I was feeling like. I was feeling like Lawrence in season one. But at the end of the day, it's just about doing things. So, again, back to me being vulnerable. I would say I'm working on it, but expect to see a little bit more of that. I'm still trying to find the balance of still being private, because I feel like there is a gem in having a very private life. I don't think you should be sharing your business out there. I really, really, really don't think you should be sharing your business and everything that goes on in your life. That's just not who I am. And no matter what, I don't think anything is going to change that. But I think it's a blissful thing in also sharing parts of yourself. You could still be vulnerable with parts of yourself and may not giving the thorough story, but giving enough to where people understand my feelings and I can help others, just by being relatable and just being more vulnerable with my feelings and stuff like that. So I'm still working on the balance of things on being vulnerable yet still being private. But expect to see a little bit more of that. And if this helps anybody, then that's all that matters. That's all that matters. And again, when I speak on this microphone, I want to thank Miss Emma and I want to thank Jordan, because when you guys called me that one night, that's what really motivated me. I was already thinking about my podcast. I know I said this in my last episode. I don't know if I said it in my last episode or another one, because there's one that I didn't publish because I was just talking, baby. I was just talking. But I want to thank y'all because y'all really motivated me, and I really, really do appreciate that. I really appreciate the conversation that we had. I really appreciate you guys just entering me into your home, just allowing me to be myself and being on my platform. I want to thank you guys for being yourself, and just thank you guys for real. And I think about you guys all the time. I do. And something I want to shout out too, because I said this on my last episode that I did not publish, because like I said, I was just talking. But I want to give special thanks and gratitude to my family. I just want to say thank you to my grandparents just for being here. I think about you guys all the time, and you guys probably not, I don't know if you guys will ever hear this or listen to this or even understand this. Yeah, y'all probably not even gonna understand this, but I love you guys and I love you guys individually. I appreciate every single one of you guys. And one thing I love about you guys is that each and every single one of you have different personalities, and I love it. And you guys show your love in different ways. For example, my grandpa, he will not ever, ever, ever in his life tell you that he loves you, but know that he does. My grandma will tell you that she loves you 24/7 and tells you that she prays for you 24/7. And just know that she does. She has about 50, 11 grandchildren, but she prays for every single one of them. And thank you, Mama. And thank you, Grandpa. And for my other grandparents, Miss Money Man herself. And she's not listening to this, but energetically, she knows what I'm talking about. Thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I get a lot of my Miss Aries as well. I get a lot of my personality from you. You stand on business always, always, always. Miss knows how to turn a dollar to a hundred. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I love you very, very much. And my grandpa, always gonna tell you that he loves you. Always, always, always. And always, always wanna joke around and just laugh. Always joking around. Always, always, always. Thank you so much. Thank you. I love you guys. I love every single one of y'all. Thank you. And I appreciate y'all and the fact that I even got to experience you guys. I don't take that for granted. I really don't take that for granted. For my parents, I don't take y'all for granted. Thank you. For my family, I don't take y'all for granted. Thank you. And for my friends, I don't take y'all for granted. Thank you. I love you all. And I hope you guys are having a wonderful day today. And that's the end of this episode. Have a good one, y'all.